when it comes to buying organic produce. I don't buy organic onions, for example. I just buy regular onions. Pineapple, I don't buy organic pineapple. I just buy regular pineapple. But like when we buy apples, we do buy organic apples. Like if we buy berries, we do buy organic berries. So I really do love that as a great starting point. But choosing those foods is a great option in terms of filtering out what you want to do organic and what you don't want to do organic to help really lower your toxic intake.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Learn my three secrets to balancing hormones naturally. Just go to freehormonetraining.com and save your spot. Let's dive on in.
Hey, ladies. So I'm going to tell you a secret. So before we put these episodes on YouTube, I could just show up and be this little gremlin on here and you wouldn't know because you could just hear my voice. But now that they're on YouTube, I have to not look like a gremlin. And so I did this at-home chemical, not chemical, at-home face peel. And I mean, my skin looks great from it, but that's not the point. It said it's pregnancy safe, but it did say like maybe you'll have like some peeling or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, I did it Sunday. And I'm like, it'll be fine. And it was fine. But then today, which is Thursday, I'm putting my makeup on for this episode. And I feel like I'm like flaking. Like my skin is just kind of like crumbling before my eyes, the outer layer. I was like, oh no, what do I do? I'm already almost done with this process. So we just kind of ignored it and pretended it doesn't exist. And I put on these nice, beautiful earrings to distract you so you don't look too closely and wonder if Leah is a shedding cat. So there's that. I don't know if you wanted to know that. You probably didn't, but today, we're going to be talking about things that are going to reduce your toxic intake and things you can do, things you can switch, things you can take, all of the above. So let's jump on in. We're not going to do a million because we probably could do a million. We're not going to. So some of these are going to be free and some of these are not going to be free. This one that we're starting with is not free. And that is a binder. And I want to tell you about this one because I think sometimes, I don't know, maybe binders just don't get enough of their moment. And I think that binders can be really useful, not insane binders, just gentle binders. And the reason why is that we're never going to be able to 100% control our toxic exposure. We aren't. So that means that we can support our body in the detox process to be able to handle things better. And that's where binders come in. Binders can bind to these substances and help our body just move it on out. Now, there is so many different binders out there and there's so many different ways to go about this. So that is, we could probably do a whole episode on binders and maybe we will. So you can kind of choose which one is the best for you. Now, I'm not talking like high dosing a binder that you're trying to push a detox. I'm just talking gentle, low dose, take something to help mop up all of the toxins that your body would be releasing as it stays strong and keeps those detox pathways open. So we're just coming in with a little bit more support. So probably one of the most gentle, but it's not like a catch-all binder, but it does work really well for certain things. And one I typically will actually use with my kiddos is chlorella. It's really simple to use. We use the brand from Energy Bits. We've actually done a whole episode with the founder of Energy Bits, and I've been using chlorella. My kids have been using chlorella for years, like 4 years now. So I love Energy Bits. And chlorella from them is really easy and it's super cost effective because you only really need one tablet for your little kiddos, and they just take it in applesauce, and even my 2-year-old takes it just one a day. It's really great for your gut. So you're kind of getting multiple birds with one stone there. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I would highly recommend it. It's we'll link it in the show notes, but it's biohacking or increasing energy with algae. It's an older episode, but it's really good. So that's a great one. Another one that I think is a little bit more of a gentle one in that area would be Take Sumi Supreme from Supreme Nutrition. They're really great. That's one that I personally will use when I'm pregnant or breastfeeding. Now, again, you have to, you know, talk to your doctor, make your own decision about what you would like to do while you're pregnant and breastfeeding. But you are, I don't want to pull out anything. So I'm not doing like a strong binder. I'm not doing anything like intense that's going to cause a detox, Herx reaction. I just want to catch what I'm already detoxing because I don't want that to go into the baby. So I personally will do Take Supi Supreme from Supreme Nutrition. I don't have a discount code for them. I'm sorry. Energy Bits, we do have a discount code. If you want to do Chlorella, it's L-E-H-B, Leah B. And they come in bags of like 1,000. So they'll last you all year long because your kids only take a couple of them and you take like 5. So it's really not, it's very cost effective. So those are the first two that I think are really quite gentle. Zeolite is another binder that can bind to quite a few different things, but zeolite is one I would really caution to be careful with because it is a lot stronger and it can really cause a detox and a Herx, especially if you're just yanking out heavy metals with that and it's displacing your minerals. So that one I would just encourage you maybe to be a little bit more cautious with. But then one that I think is still probably going to cause a little bit of a potential detox reaction, but also a good binder there would be GI Detox. You guys can get that on Full Script. And if you're like, okay, I don't know where to go for Full Script, just if you go to the website and go to favorites and then like it will say supplement discount, you can grab a free account and get your supplements there at a discount, like professional grade supplements. But the reason why I like GI Detox is it has a little bit of a combination of a few different things. It has a little bit of zeolite, has some activated charcoal in there. So that one can be good for covering a few different things. And then I also like Pectisol C. You can also get that on Full Script. It's a citrus pectin. And this one is a great binder for a lot of different things. I do love it for gently detoxing heavy metals. I find it really, really useful for that one. And overall, just supporting inflammation levels. So that would be another one that I do really like. So those are kind of, like I said, we could do a whole episode on binders, but I personally do recommend getting in binders. I rotate through them depending on what's going on. Don't always have to do a high dose, just depending on like what you have, but like there's just so many toxins in your life, a low dose one can be really, really useful for supporting your body there. I know you're probably like, what about activated charcoal? I didn't talk about that. I like activated charcoal if you get like food poisoning, but that's about all I really use that one for. So anyways, that's my first one that I wanted to kind of talk about. The next one is improving your air quality, because the air that we breathe obviously makes a really big deal in terms of your toxic intake. You know, we think about our food, we think about our supplements, you know, we also should be thinking about our air because we're breathing that in. So free way to do that is open your windows more regularly. Literally open your windows and get some fresh air in there. Get rid of the toxic candles, get rid of the free breeze, get rid of the scents that are just like permeating your house that don't need to be there, that are causing a lot of harshness in your lungs and in your toxic intake. I mean, you guys, if you could do one thing today, please let it be, throw out the toxic candles. And I'm saying the candle, like the Bath and Body Works candles you just, you know, get from the store that have fragrance in the label, paraffin, ugh, so bad for you. So bad. Such a big endocrine disruptor. The Free Breeze, all of those types of things, just chuck it out the window. In terms of like, you know, I know this sounds really quite dumb. You're like, but how do I make my house smell good? Well, cleaning is a great place to start. And I know that, you know that. But other things that also help with scent is, again, opening our windows. Baking soda is a good neutralizer. And then there's really great things like, you know, boiling your pot on the stove that has cinnamon and apple and oranges or something along those lines. Those can be great as well. And then there are non-toxic candles out there. I mean, you guys hear me talk about Natural Sloth all the time, and she uses essential oils and she uses beeswax and they use wood wicks, so they crackle like fire. I love her stuff. I find them really, really, really great. One of my favorite candles to use. That's a great way to help improve your air quality. You guys know that I love the air purifier Jasper. Again, that one's not free, but like I used to use Air Doctor and I liked Air Doctor, but when we got Jasper, I noticed such a difference, like a night and day difference. I was like, oh, okay, we're just gonna switch over here to Jasper. And I put them in the kids' rooms as well to help with that. And we did a whole episode on air quality with the founder of Jasper. It does such a great job at getting rid of mycotoxins in your air, but then also like just the random things you notice, like no more dust in your house. You know, if you're standing next to a window and you used to see that sun streaming in, you'd always see those little bit of dust particles like filtering through the sun. We don't have that anymore at all. And I don't dust, you guys. The air purifier just takes care of it. Everybody sleeps better, not waking up with stuffy noses. I mean, it's all around really, really great. I love Jasper. They have a discount code for you. Jasper doesn't have an E in it. It's just Jasper. Their discount code is my name, just Leah. And that's a great one for air quality and ventilating your house. When it comes to reducing our toxic intake in terms of our food, then what we're going to focus on is, I know it gets tricky with organic produce, but you know what I do is I really follow the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 when it comes to buying organic produce. I don't buy organic onions, for example. I just buy regular onions. Pineapple, I don't buy organic pineapple. I just buy regular pineapple. But like when we buy apples, we do buy organic apples. Like if we buy berries, we do buy organic berries. So it just, I really do love that as a great starting point, but choosing those foods is a great option in terms of filtering out what you want to do organic and what you don't want to do organic to help really lower your toxic intake, right? You know, if you can grow your own vegetables, great. We aren't in the position space-wise to do that at all. We do try and find local farmers that follow organic practices, but in the middle of the winter, there really isn't anything. So we have to go to the store. So that is what I would recommend, especially financially. You're like, okay, we can't do everything organic. So I would choose which ones you can and which ones you can't. I bet you brush your teeth every morning. I know I brush my teeth every morning and I brush them every single night. And something that I changed over in my wellness holistic routine a long time ago was toothpaste. I didn't want fluoride in my toothpaste. But I also really wanted to not get cavities. And I also really wanted my breath to smell good. And I also really wanted my teeth to be whitened by my toothpaste and all of the things. I was asking a lot of my toothpaste. And I would get one or the other, but I could never get all of them in the same toothpaste until I tried Wellness toothpaste, which if you haven't tried them, you're going to want to after this. So I use the Fresh Mint Whitening Toothpaste from Wellness, and I've been using them for years. This is not something new to me, but I'm so happy that they're partnering with us. They are fluoride free, and they use a naturally occurring mineral that makes your tooth enamel stronger, basically. So it's a non-toxic version of fluoride, and it's called hydroxyapatite. I'm sorry, you guys, that word kills me every time, but I'm getting better at it. And the reason why I chose wellness over others is because they have small particle hydroxyapatite, not nano. And the reason why is I don't actually want nano because I don't want it crossing that blood-brain barrier. So I want small particle. And it's actually very rare to find this in toothpaste. They either just don't have it or they have nano, and I don't want nano. So took me a while, but I found it. Wellness is amazing. They have small particle, like I said. They also have aloe vera that eliminates disease-causing bacteria, and they have green tea powder, which helps combat bad breath, and it eliminates all of the gross bacteria that you don't want in your mouth, which is important because our gut microbiome starts in our mouth. It starts with our oral microbiome. So I use the fresh mint. You will actually notice a difference in the whitening in your teeth. And my kids use the strawberry and they love that one. I also have their floss, which is great. So you have to go through their link to get the discount. But if you just go to wellness.com/Leah, you'll be able to get up to 20% off your whitening toothpaste. So that's wellnesse.com/Leah. Go through the link and you will be able to grab your toothpaste. I feel like a lot of you probably already do this one and you already know it, but reducing plastic use, I mean, never, ever, ever, ever did I emphasize that enough. Heat your food in plastic containers, or put hot food in plastic containers. But overall, also, let's stop using plastic containers. Glass containers are great. And when it comes to like storage for like baggies or, you know, things like that, silicone is another great one. It's going to be a lot better than plastic. And then stainless steel is another great option. And I know what we ended up on doing for our plastic and storage is it just kind of migrated slowly. We started with the storage containers, like our food storage containers. I felt like that was one that would have a really big impact with a minimal effort change. All of our plastic containers were just, you know, dying, and just waited for a sale on the big glass containers, and we went ahead and snagged some of those. So that's another way to really reduce that plastic intake and plastic use. And it doesn't, I mean, if I'm out and about and you go and eat at somebody's house or you go and eat at a restaurant and there's something with plastic, I don't go, oh my gosh, I can't eat this. No, but I'm controlling the majority of what I can at home, which is what I do. Okay. Another one to reduce toxic intake, or not toxic intake, but this one would be toxic load, would be sweating. Now, this is such a great way to release toxins stored in fat cells. It also can, you know, help your liver and kidneys move things through. It's also great for that lymphatic system to sweat. And, you know, you can go all in and do a sauna, or you can sweat by working out. The other thing that I like to do for this is hot, cold showers. If you just want to do a really hot bath, which obviously you can't do while you're pregnant, but if you want to do a really, really hot bath and sweat that way, that's a way to kind of get those toxins out there. And I mean, if you have a bathtub, you know, that's no extra skin off your nose. It's not going to find a sauna. But I also really do like hot, cold showers. I don't know if I talked to you guys about those before, but it's just at the end of your shower, 30 seconds hot, 30 seconds cold, 30 seconds hot, 30 seconds cold. It's great for your lymphatic system. If you're someone that doesn't sweat, then that's definitely something we need to work on. Okay. So there's multiple options that you can kind of like go through there depending on what, you know, you're needing to do. Another one to reduce toxic intake is replacing your conventional cleaning products. And cleaning products, you can get non-toxic cleaning products that actually work. You really can. I think I went around the bus multiple times to try and find ones that worked in all of these categories. I'm going to share my favorites with you. But even if you just think, like, if you have kids, for example, and you clean the table and then they eat their food off the table, you know, they're eating those chemicals that we're putting down there. So it's important that we do kind of remove that. So I'm going to pull up the name here for you of one of my, it's not really, I mean, I guess it is a cleaning product, right? Like the dishwasher detergent or the stuff that you put in the, oh my gosh, what is it, you guys? You put it in the dishwasher. Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, it is a cleaning product. So that one, I'm going to be honest, took me probably an insane amount of time to find one that worked. I went through so many that did okay, but you know, after a while my dishes would get foggy and it was gross. So the one that has worked the best is Ecover, like E-C-O-V-E-R. And it works so well. It works so well. I can't recommend them enough. So if you have a dishwasher and you've been looking for like a dish detergent, is that what it is called when it goes in the dishwasher? I think so. Dish detergent. Ecover. Hands down. Best one. And I've gone through a lot of them. That one is really, really good. Dish soap. I really like Rocasa. The next part of this is probably Rocasa. I like Rocasa's dish soap for like cleaning my dishes. It does suds up. I do like that. We use their multi-purpose spray. We use their toilet bowl cleaner. We use their cleaning paste for like hard to get off stains. I am telling you guys, like my kids have drawn on the wall. They've drawn on the table and that gets everything off. It is that cleaning paste is magical. And I've had that cleaning paste for 2 years and I'm only halfway through it. So it works really well. Works really, really well. And I like their laundry detergent. I like the liquid one. That's my go-to, the fragrance-free one. Or not fragrance-free. They don't have any false fragrance in their products, but unscented one. I do really like. So those are my favorites from them. Like their cleaning stuff is really top of the line. I really do like it. So, but I like Ecover, E-C-O-V-E-R for dish detergent. I need to stop calling it that. What is it called, you guys? Dishwasher cleaning soap? I don't know. If you try that, please let me know because hands down, that stuff's incredible. That works so well. So those are great ways to kind of swap over cleaning. And I find that all of these products last a really long time. Like that laundry detergent, for example, lasts oodles and oodles and oodles and oodles and oodles of time. I mean, I don't think we've even gone through our whole container of the liquid laundry detergent. And we've had that since they launched, which was a long time ago. So it lasts a long time. So I find that to be very, very useful for getting things, you know, worth their money. So I love when I find these non-toxic products that work so well, you know, because you don't feel like you're sacrificing anything in that department. If you've never shopped with Rocasa Organics, you can use the discount code LEAHB, L-E-H-B, to save 20% on your first order, which you can actually stack with their like bundles, which you get 10% off their bundle. So it's really great. Really great there. So this one, I don't know if you thought about this one, but I'm going to tell you about this one. Organic underwear. Because you do not want plastic down there. You don't want polyester. Don't want spandex. Don't want any of that stuff down there. That highly absorbable area. When we think about on our period, we're using organic cotton tampons or organic cotton pads. Same thing every day underwear. No polyester, no plastic, no anything. Organic cotton underwear. Okay. So even if you still want to wear your leggings that have polyester, I do that. If you still want to wear whatever it is, organic cotton underwear, just at least make sure that first layer that is in contact with the skin down there is organic cotton. That is going to be super useful. So I use organic cotton underwear. My husband uses organic cotton underwear. My kids use organic cotton underwear. Everybody uses organic cotton underwear. And that is a great way to lower toxic intake. So, and it, I feel like no one's like, that's such an easier, I feel like, hack to kind of like swap over and find something that really, really works for you. So that one is great. Another way to help lower that toxic or reduce, lower, get rid of whatever your toxic intake is rebounding. Again, this goes back to like the same thing when we talked about with sweating with the lymphatic system. So rebounding is great for getting rid of those toxins. And honestly, you don't have to jump around on a trampoline. You could just jump in your house. It's not as great on your knees probably, but you don't have to jump really high. I love turning on some really dancing music and my kids and I will dance around and, you know, you're getting a little bit of oxytocin when you do that as well. Okay. So you're going to be ventilating your house and you're going to be switching your cleaning products and you're going to be sweating more. You're going to be switching over your plastic. You're going to be making some conscious choices with your organic versus non-organic products. I feel like, you know, we could just continue to go on. There's so many things in terms of like cooking oils and microgreens and non-stick cookware. Like, I feel like we could continue on, but I want this to be, again, actionable. So I want you to think through all of the things that we talked about, and you're going to walk away with one that you're going to start. Out of all of the ones that I talked about, unless you're doing all of them, then you rock. But if you aren't doing all of them, pick one that you're going to start with first and start implementing that this week, right? This information is only as useful as you implementing it, right? If we just have this overload and constantly taking this information, we're like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's awesome. I should try that. But if you don't actually do it, it's not going to help you. Okay. So go ahead, Leah, put her coach hat on, pick one that you're going to start doing. And once you have that going and it's implemented and it's a habit, then pick the next one. Okay. Don't try and do all of these at the same time. Alrighty.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram @Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.